What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting their possibilities for you to consider, in which you can then come up with your own logical conclusions. Welcome out, everyone, all of you great decoders around the world, wherever you may be. My name is Logan, your tour guide, and this is Decode Your Reality. Today, we're going to be breaking down and decoding part 16 of this scripted reality series. I went out of order. I've already put out 17, but now I know why. 16, if you've been paying attention in the tarot, it's the Tower card, which is annihilation. It's revelation, the unveiling, changing of the guards. And this image, I want you to consider this is you. At this very current moment of your life, this is you, and you're walking away from your old self. Now, I know, like, don't walk to the light. Where the hell did that come from? I don't know. It's just a fun regurgitation. Somebody thought it was cool. No one knows a damn thing. But you're walking away from your life, and you're moving into something brand new, and that's what this whole scripted reality 16 is all about, okay? So it's all about that. And so I've been asked a lot over the years to decode me. And it's not about me, folks, but of course, this decode, there was a lot of it involving me. So if you're interested in what makes me tick and my code beyond what I've told you, I'm going to show you during this Scripted Reality 16. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Big shout out to all you Patreon members. Appreciate each and every one of you for all your support, etc., etc. So, you know, this is how it started. I woke up this morning, and when I took my phone off airplane mode, started getting busy, you know, and getting into it. You know, I went and checked the YouTube comments, and this popped up in my feed. I don't know. And I did the Enter the Dragon decoded. It was on my channel, right? It popped up. I'm like, that's weird. So I just clicked on it. I started watching it. I'm like, because I like to refresh myself. And, you know, this wasn't the clue, though, right? But I caught it. I'm going to show it to you. Enter the Dragon is the same as the Truman Show, because what is the Enter the Dragon? It's the Truman Show. You're entering the movie. You're inside of a movie. The dragon means the movie. That's why Dragon is 22 and Truman is 22 and Michael is 22, the Archangel Michael. Okay. 22 is titanium, the Titans. It's also sodium, the prison. But going into this further, I didn't catch it at first, but I caught it after I was looking. I'm like, oh, I forgot if does Jim Carrey's name equal 57? And sure enough, it sure does. It's a 57 match, which I think I showed that in my Truman Show Decoded. So how about that? His name matches to the damn movie he was in. Probably his most iconic film ever. 57. Heinz 57 Ketchup. There's so many different layers with this 57, but it started with this right here, folks. This is when I caught it. After I caught James Eugene Carey, the 57, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. He's 57. But is there something else? Well, then I started to look at the singularity of the words. Enter being 21, the being 14, dragon equaling 22. And then I realized that down here, it was an identical match. I mean, sometimes words come out with the same meaning or the same numerical output, but the words don't exactly match up. These are perfect matches. So Truman is 22. Dragon is 22. Enter is 21. Show, you enter the show, is 21. The world card. And then the is that filler word, which is the 14. But this was the clue. This was it right here that set me off on this decode and why I'm presenting this to all of you right now. The Truman Show, 5. The reduces down to 5. Truman, 22, 4. Show, 21, 3. 5, 4, 3. And this is what it led to right here. Bam! It led to my Patreon channel, which I did not choose. I created it. It chose it for me. My Patreon handler is patreon.com/decodeyourreality543. Huh. Coincidence? 543. 543. And what is my whole purpose here for Decode Reality? Showing you how this reality works. Showing you that you're inside of a movie. You're in the dragon. I couldn't figure this out. I was trying to dig. I was trying to find it, and I just let it go because I was trying to figure it out, and I was getting frustrated, and I caught my frustration. I'm like, no. And that was, you know, a few times over the course of since I opened up the Patreon. But then when I found this today, it was time. It was the universe was like, okay, you're ready. You're ready to see this information. So there it was. Okay. But wait, there's more. There always is, right? So let's start with the Truman Show. How am I connected to this movie? Which is a reality show. See, it says they were connected to a reality television show. That's what you're in. That's what your life is. You're in a reality television show. Your life is being watched. Maybe not just under the scrutiny of Truman, but so let's go to Truman. And what I want to show you is the connecting points of myself to this movie. It is uncanny and it's just insane. First off, the total amount of time for this movie is 103 minutes. Are you ready for this, folks? It's exactly the time I was born. This is my official Connecticut State Department of Health birth certificate. You could pause it. I know some of you will pause it. You'll start deco. I wonder what Logan... There's so many clues in here. But... is it a coincidence that I was born at 1:03 a.m., which is the 27th prime number, which Caldean equals 27, my last name Payette equals 27, and it's the running time for the Truman Show? No, and on top of that, this is what's your question 16? That's a mirror of the 61. I just caught that right now, but anyway, that's Prometheus. Okay. And then what about the simplicity of this? Like the hidden clues. There's so many clues on my birth certificate. How about the address of where this certificate came out of? 79, which is Gold Elm Street. Here's the full numerology of it. And it gives you 143, which is a permutation to the 314. My last name is Payette, which is a permutation of Pi. There are so many clues on this birth certificate. Even, you know, I've said this before. My mother's middle name is Marie and my father's middle name is Joseph. What do you see there? Mary and Joseph. It's not exact, but it's Marie, Mary. It's an offset. Mary and Joseph, who were the parents of Jesus. Oh, does that mean Logan is Jesus? No. Well, I mean, we're all Jesus. You know my stance on this, folks. It's not about me. But I was born on a Sunday. I'm having fun with this reality. This is all I do is I have fun with this. I have so much fun with this reality, folks. And what are your parents? Where's the clues in your parents? Where you were born, the hospital you were born in, the city you were born in. Like, look at my weight, 6 pounds, 6 ounces. That's the latitude, longitude of Bethlehem, 31 degrees north, 35 degrees east, 31 and 35, 66. You see what I'm saying, folks? I didn't choose this. My parents didn't choose this. They didn't purposely, my mom didn't purposely pop me out at 103 to get these connections like this. But yet, here we are, connecting it to the Truman Show and the running time. And wait till you see what I just show you with Jim Carrey. Anyway, I'm showing you this here. This website's called 7reflections.com, and you can plug in your... I'll leave all these links so you can click on these for your reference if you don't have this website. But anyway, you plug in your birthday, and it'll give you your birth card, and you know this actually is my spirit card, the karma card. They call it the karma card. But you're going to have what's called a... And I haven't talked a lot about this, but you have a card that is called your planetary ruling card. And you can even get it from this website right here called Kismet. I'll even leave this link for you. Okay, this is my birth card. Okay, I mean, look at the title of this. Nonconformist. Yeah, I'm a nihilist. You want to talk about being somebody who does not conform? Abso-freaking-lutely. And when you come down, and the planetary ruling card is, according to them, is your second most important card. It does have a lot of bearing in your life. And here I am, February 4th, it's the Three of Spades. Okay? Now, why is this card important? Because June 1st is the Three of Spades card, which is the release date in Los Angeles, the premiere of The Truman Show. Say it isn't so, yeah. Yep. You see the connections, folks? Undeniable connections. And again, I'm just being used to show you this. So I'm not looking for a pat on the back. I'm not looking for trophies. I'm not looking for handouts. I'm not looking for likes. I'm not looking for subscriber counts. I'm just showing you my code and how I'm tied to the Truman Show and how I'm showing you how to exit the Truman Show like Jim Carrey did. So we'll get to that. We're going to get to that. So I'm showing you the Lake of Fire now. I have a decode coming out on this because Lake of Fire, which there's some, you know, if you study theology, this is a place you do not want to go to. Well, guess what? You're already in it. You're already inside the Lake of Fire, folks. It's called Earth. Douglas Noel Adams and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 42, Life, the Universe, Everything. You're in it. You're in the Truman Show. That's why this was released on June 1st. And it had the 42nd card in the deck. Coincidence? Abso-freaking-lutely not. So when you read Revelation 20 verses 10, you got to read it very, very specifically. You got to read this stuff and know what it means interpretation-wise. Because it says the devil that was cast into the lake of fire. What's in the lake of fire? The beast. The beast system and the false prophet, which is this is all tied to the ego. And what does it say? They shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's why you don't want to go to hell. You'll be tormented. What do you think you're doing? What do you think's going on in your life? In my life, torment every day, pain, suffering. Got to pay this, got to do that. Got this over my head. I got bill collector. It's a constant. It never ends. And the game never ends. This game called the Lake of Fire, called the Truman Show, it never ends. Ever. It just changes. And this is a big deal because it's tied to this word. Already decoded that. And then it's tied to this word. And that is why you will never, ever in a million years, see me wear one of these, pledge to that symbol, or any of the idea of what it means. Because if there is a way to reincarnate, to me, pledging to these ideas that were built in this system is an absolute guarantee. That's the big trick. The ironclad story, the most popular story, you would never think to look there. Well, I'm looking there. And what the code says is you'll get recycled back into the game. It's not a bad thing, right? Like, would you come back and play the game again? I would. I'd come back and play again. It's a fun game. You'd have your memory erased. You wouldn't even remember anything. You'd have a new set of codes, new set of circumstances. Anyway, let's get into some more of the decoding. So I had to put this together. Here's my Wikipedia. So here's Jim Carrey, right? Born on January 17th. I was born on February 4th. What do you see when you bring the two birthdays together? What happens when you bring the 1, 7, and the 4 together? You get 174. And you know what those numbers are? Lucifer's numbers. Which makes me the devil, folks. Oh, I know some of you may unsubscribe. Oh, there it is. Oh my God. Oh, I better run. Folks, I don't have a choice in this reality. Neither does James Eugene Carey. He's got the letters of Jesus Christ. James Carey, JC. Here are our two birth cards. The Ten of Diamonds and the Eight of Spades. He's got the Ten of Diamonds, which means fortunate blessings. Oh boy, has he had fortunate blessings. 36 card in the deck. Jesus Christ equals 36. He played Jesus Christ in Yes Man, Yeshua Man. I already decoded that. It's got the initials of Jesus Christ. No coincidence there. And when you add these two cards up, this is because this is what you do. Like if you have a partner, you would take your partner's card and you would add it to your card. It would look something like this. Now, if you get a total outcome of above 52, well, you have to reduce down because there are 52 cards in a deck. The word prison planet equals 52. So if you get a 53, you subtract 52, you get the number one, it's the Ace of Hearts. That's how you do this, right? Any number you get above 52, you got to subtract 52. 54, you subtract 52, you get 2. Anyway, when you add these up, you get 83. So 83 is obviously way above 52. So this is what it would look like through the mathematical simplicity using the trusty calculator. You just subtract that 52. And so between Carrie and myself, we end up forming the 31, which is the Five of Diamonds. Which is pi, too, by the way, because the only thing missing is the 4. Coincidence? No. But this 31 is a big deal because it's tied to this dude right here. Ernest Orlando Lawrence. Why do I got this guy up here? Who the hell is this dude? Born on August 8th, the 88. Well, the very starting point is because August 8th is the 31st card in the deck, the Five of Diamonds, which is what Jim Carrey and I make when you combine our cards together. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. You're like, well, what does this mean? I'm going somewhere with this. So you see, this guy right here, his birth certificate name equals the number 83. So I'm going to go back here. Our cards, before reduction, equal the number 83. And then we reduce down 52 and below, we get 31. And he's got the 31st card in his birth card. And his name is 83. And this, who is this dude? He was named after the 103rd element on the periodic table called Lawrencium. Because Ernest Orlando Lawrence was credited for the invention of the cyclotron, which is why you have the spiral here, which is the G spiral, which is the golden ratio spiral. Now I'm going somewhere like, where do we go from here? Look at my time of birth. I was born at 1:03 a.m. This is the 103rd element, credited to Ernest Lawrence, who has a name numerology of 83, who has the 31st card in the deck for August 8th. And Jim Carrey and I have 83 for our total output from our cards together. And when you subtract the 52 to get the card to figure out what it would be, it becomes that Five of Diamonds and the 31st card in the deck. How about that? Crazy, folks. And I kind of look like this dude. I kind of look like this guy. Seriously, I do. You take a look at my family heritage. I kind of look like this dude. What do you do with this? Are you somebody who's going to scrutinize this? You're like, oh, well, you're just cherry picking it. Okay, I got 500 other videos showing you kind of the same shit. Okay, now I'm showing you mine. I was born at 1:03 a.m. going down in a hole. I've broken down in a hole. Even Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains, who sang and wrote the song Down in a Hole, Man in the Box, he was born on March 18th, which is the Five of Frickin' Diamonds. The only thing missing is the 4. And my last name's Payette, which is tied to pi in 3.14. I was born at 1:03 a.m. And the running time for the Truman Show is 103 minutes. Come on, folks. Scripted. Mega scripted reality. 103, 103, 103. Credited for the 103rd element. Look at the uncanny connections. But wait, there's more times too. We got more. We got more than that. So what does all this mean? Because what is my position here? I mean, this guy's already checked out. He's already done the checkout process. I mean, I would love to meet him and sit down and have all these conversations. Oh my God, it would be amazing. Because he gets it. He was like, oh, you went off the deep end. No, he realized how this reality works. Because he was supposed to. And you are too, if you're here and you're seeing this information. So, like, what does this all mean? Going down in a hole. Well, the Truman Show was all about leaving Sea Haven Island. Leaving it. Walking away from it. That's what this whole context of the story was all about. It was all about this, ladies and gentlemen, which I'm a huge proponent of, a huge fan of, this word called nihilism. That's exactly what the Truman, in my opinion, that's what this meant. You see, he had to give up. He had to walk away. He had to beat aquaphobia. He was afraid of the water. He had to walk away and give up. He didn't know it was behind this black. He didn't know it was inside this black square. I mean, he's forming the T here, which is the cross, the 20th letter in the alphabet, which is graduation. The number 20 means graduation. The subtle clues that, you know, if you're not paying attention to the symbols, you wouldn't see them. He's exiting. And it's all about nihilism. See, if you read this, nihilism is the act of removing programming as a realization that the construction systems built through one's past ultimately lack inherent significance or value, leading to a state of indifference or detachment towards its existence with removal. Walking away. Nihilism. And you can see the number 83 is the freaking 23rd prime number, which matches the word nihilism, which is right here, who is credited for the 103rd element, which is tied to my birth time, which is tied to the running time of the Truman Show. You starting to see this now? This is the source code playing out. This is the message. This is what I'm supposed to show you. It's not about me, folks. Just get that through your head, man. I'm not telling you this to try to get your likes and subscribe count go up, and I'm not trying to get this. I don't care. I'm trying to show you what this message means. I got more to go here. I got more to go. So some fun ones, right? I mean, at this current time, I'm 51, he's 62. You add that up, you get 103. What is 113? The 30th prime number. What is 30? Demiurge. Jehovah. I was raised in that religion. You're being role played. He was being role played in Sea Haven Island. And he says, I'm not doing it anymore. See ya. That's nihilism. You got to get rid of all your programming. Everything in the self-contained system is ruled over by the same boss. All the religions, all the ancient texts, all the books, all the stories, the whole enchilada. All of it. It's all owned by the same boss. That's why he checked out. Didn't want to play anymore. Didn't want to be controlled anyway. I mean, the word roll is 17, fish is 17, matrix is 17, tomb is 17. I mean, how many more words? Just in Chaldean now, I don't even need to see. It's very much more challenging to use one cipher and get all these outcomes and connect them. So there you go. There's the connecting point. Just finding this from at this current stage, today as I'm shooting this on February 26th, 226, which is a raw element, a raw day. So it gets even deeper, ladies and gentlemen. If you want more support to show you how I'm tied to Jim Carrey and the Truman Show and how I'm a messenger. He was a messenger. He actually acted it out. I'm telling you. Well, look to our birth certificate numerology. James Eugene Carey, he's got the 57, the Truman Show 57. I got the 64, 64 squares on our chessboard, 64 possible codons in our DNA. And that gives you 121, and that ties to this element right here called antimony. Antimony comes from the words antimonos, which means not alone. What this is saying is that your implant in your brain, the voice in your head, all the programming, it's controlling you, it's ruling over you, it's running you. The 121 right there. I mean, I'm 51 right now showing you this, and this is element 51. Antimony. The all-seeing eye in your brain, the implant in your brain. And then if you go to the string of the golden ratio to cement this, to solidify what I'm telling you, how this source code is connected and there's no denying this, is you go to the string of the golden ratio and you plug that 120 in on sabidium.com. And it starts at digit 429. It occupies three digits, so 429, 430, 431. What is 431? A permutation of the 3.14, which I go right back to here and look at what the 83 is attached to. So I'm going to go back here. 429, 430, 431. 431 is the 83rd prime number. 83 is the 23rd prime number, which is tied to nihilism. You see in it, folks? The 121 from our name numerology. And we're connected to this guy right here, man. The 83. He's not trying to dupe you. He's not trying to bedazzle you, this dude. People are being used. And I'm being used to show you the code, as was Jim. Undeniable right here. The 431 tied right there. So nihilism, again, is the existence and removal of your programming. Okay? The hypnotic trance, they live. News Station 54, broadcasting a hypnotic trance. Okay? Getting rid of the hypnotic trance. So I got a few more things here, right? I've done this how many times now? Let's check the distance between my birth city and Jim Carrey's birth city. He was born in Newmarket, Ontario, Canada. I was born in Putnam, Connecticut. There it is. This is what the computer spit out. 408.89 miles. Well, 408 is a composite number, but this is going to round up to 409, and that's what I'm going to go with. And there it is. It's the 80th prime number. 49 is down in a hole. It's the 80th prime number. You know what this is connected to? Father Colby's preaching. And the composer for the movie, at the very end scene when Truman is checking out and Christoph on the moon is desperately trying him to stay, this song, Father Colby's preaching, is playing in the background. And it's a freaking 80. 80 in the string of the golden ratio. When you go 80 digits, 369. Keys to the universe. The tree of life in Hebrew, if you follow the Torah, the number 80. And then this is the big marker right here. This is where my research is going towards. It's Mercury. And what is Mercury in astrology? The way you think. Mercury is known as the trickster. And then you have the weight of selenium, which is tied to the moon, which is where Christoph was trying to talk Truman back into Sea Haven Island. Selenium comes from the Greek word selene, which is a word for the moon. So you have the moon and Mercury here. The moon in astrology represents the way you feel. Mercury represents the way you think. So you have thinking and feeling here, tied to the tree of life, tied to the song that was playing at this very scene at the very end of the movie, which is tied to the 409, which is tied to the distance between me and Jim Carrey. Come on, folks. Are you seeing this code? This ain't man running this, because there ain't no machine running me that I know of. And so it kind of comes down to this. This is kind of my last slide. Is that you see, again, pi is tied to the 83. And the 83 is tied to the 23. And the 23 is tied to nihilism. And nihilism's tied to, just as fate would have it, Mercury and the moon. Remember, Mercury is the way you think. The moon is the way you feel. I told you the Stargate above is the great beast and it's harvesting energy. So as fate would have it, Mercury and the moon both equal 23, which matches the word nihilism. And getting rid of these programmings. This is tied to bismuth as well. It's tied to Krypton. There's so many different layers here. But these were the big takeaways to this. That's right there. Selenium means the moon. Mercury, obviously, is a no-brainer. This is why the Pope sits in room 201. Listening to the voice in his head. Following the script. And this is why you get David Icke in the Saturn Moon Matrix. But can't leave out Mercury, the trickster. Because that's the same outcome. So the message is very clear. With the Truman Show and what I'm trying to tell you and what I've been trying to say for years now is that you got to remove the programming. You can't be following the mainstream and all that nonsense and all that stuff. That's just going to suck you in. It's the machine. In order to reach a state of bliss, you need to pay attention to what's being told to the voice in your head. And to me, the way to win the game is nihilism, which means all your programming needs to go bye-bye. If you're raised in a religion, you got to let that go. You don't need it. It's all part of the construct of this reality. And if you're somebody from theology and you say, oh, well, this is Satan's world. Well, guess what? All the religions are created in this world, which means they're Satan's. There you go. Nihilism is where it's at, folks. Annihilate nihilism. So there you go, folks. What did you see during this presentation? I mean, I could have went in so many different other directions. There was more stuff I could have went into. I mean, a lot more I could have went into. Trust me. But we'd love to hear what you saw. So keep your comments coming. Just keep them cordial. Again, you don't have to agree with everything I say, but definitely leave a comment if you feel the urge to do that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan. Decode your reality. Until next time, we will see you later.